Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to Parenting Principles here at the kitchen table. I'm so glad you're here with us. We are going over the concepts that we can lay down as these framework ideas that we can hold to, but we're going to source them all in Scripture. And this week, we're talking all about parenting principles that have to do with our kids having relationships inside of our home. So we're going to be going through tattling and sharing and giving and conflict resolution. And the big one today, though, is problem solving. I want you to understand that a primary principle in our home over the last 25 years of raising our 8 kids has been telling our children, you are a problem solver, and empowering them to understand that it's important to be a problem solver. That in fact, this is a skill, and they're going to need to learn to develop it. Jokingly, if you have been in my home, and I have a lot of young women who will kind of observe us sometimes at home, and I have seen several women laugh when I have said to a child before, I'm not your Google. You're going to have to go and solve that problem on your own. What we speak into our children is of high value to what they believe about themselves. Now, I'm not talking here about speaking core gospel-centered identities into our children. Those are critical. They're very important. But today, what I'm speaking to is you and I get to either always be their solution, or we can teach them to solve their problems. One of them will get them far in life. One of them, honestly, Mama, is going to leave them handicapped. But the one where we're always the solution actually feeds our own emotions as a mom. Now, I'm trying to be tender here, but I'm also going to speak really kind of honestly about this one. This one was one God had to teach me. I wanted to be the solution to my children's problems. I wanted to help everything go well for them. But teaching them instead to solve their own problems is a far more powerful and life-giving principle to live by. So where do we see this in Scripture? Well, I think there's lots of places. The place I want to speak to today is that what happens oftentimes with ourselves as their parent, and then it flows into our children because I think they pick it up from us, is that oftentimes we feel anxious. And we feel anxious about how they're going to turn out, what's going to happen, are they going to be okay, are they going to be able to, are they going to make a good decision, will they be able to handle this without me? And so we step in to solve the problem. And that's not where we should be. Instead, we need to be learning the power of bringing it before the Lord in prayer and trusting Him to lead them well as they are growing. Now, I recognize I'm not talking about asking your 5-year-old to solve a bullying problem, and I'm not telling you to ask your teenager to solve problems with troublesome, you know, conflicts at school with a teacher or coach or something. I believe wholeheartedly in us walking side by side with our children. But what I'm speaking to is when I'm always the one giving them the solution, instead of saying, well, what do you think? What would be a good solution? How do you see working this out? And helping them to begin to think through the process for themselves. If I choose instead to step into it, I'm handicapping them. If I choose to speak into it and say, well, what do you think? Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you see as a good solution. I'm actually equipping them and having them begin to flex muscles of discernment, of wisdom, and of thoughtfulness. But what happens? Scripturally, where am I going to bring us? I'm going to bring us to two places where it talks about the Lord helping us and us not having to be anxious. The reason is because I think we tend to be anxious as moms, and then our children pick up on that, and a lot of them will have anxious moments or fearful moments where they're not sure they're capable, and it would be much better for them if mom would solve it. So Isaiah 41:10 is a favorite passage in our home. And the reason is because of this, because so many of my kids have struggled with anxiety and worry and fear. And so we have had to dig into this passage and go, what does this passage say about you being equipped by God to do and to figure this out on your own? And I believe in you. I believe in your relationship with God, and I believe that together you can find the answer. Well, this is what it says. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear anything, for I'm with you. Do not be afraid, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, power, victory, and salvation. That's a promise for our children. And instead of being their Google, instead of being their solution, when we say and said, you know, God is right there with you, and he promises to strengthen you, to help you, and to hold your hand through it. That is a promise that will actually equip them to do the work of going, okay, God, tell me what to do. And then Philippians 4, verse 6, it's a classic verse, but we want to teach this to our kids in times where they feel afraid of having to solve their own problem and be a problem solver. We want to say, hey, don't be anxious or worried about this, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your requests known to God. In other words, I will often say, hey, don't be anxious about this. Don't be worried about this. Let's pray. Let's ask God what he thinks. He's going to give you a good solution. Whether this is a solution for a conflict time, a solution for something that's hard that they still have to do, something that's confusing and they're not sure the next step, we want to speak into our children and have a principle at work that over the course of the 18 years that they're in our home, we're moving them more and more closely in line with the mindset of being a problem solver than going to somebody else to solve their problems for them. We want them to know that walking with God, he is their ultimate problem solver, and he will empower and equip them. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations. Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as he changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as he changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand his gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.